Earlier tonight, we got a call for a shooting at 800 Allendale. When we got here, there was three victims. Unfortunately, one of them has passed away from his wounds. Currently, we have homicide here. Some of our best detectives working diligently to figure out what happened. We haven't been able to identify the victims yet, so we're asking for the public's help. It's imperative, no matter what they saw, the littlest bit of information could help us out. If anybody saw anything or heard anything, to please call 410-396-2100.
You providing the, you say you don't have the identities, what is that, gender, approximate age? That sort of
there was three males in their early 20s, late teens.
We heard that there might have been a drug deal gone bad or something like along those lines.
We're in the preliminary of the investigation. We don't have any information right now about that.
And the crime scene itself, is it actually in the playground or around a playground?
It's right outside of the playground, yes, sir.
Do you have any information that more than one person is responsible?
Right now, like I said, we're just in the preliminary stages. We're trying to figure out what happened, and that's why we really need the public's help. And if they hear anything or saw anything, please give us a call.
Would we be able to reveal the caliber of weapon used?
Not at this time, no, sir.
Well, you mentioned that you want the public's help, and just so that they have a clear idea of what went on. It you said there's three victims, and one of them was killed. Was there a suspect that has run away, or were the suspects all victims? How did that work out?
Currently, we just know that the suspects ran after the shooting occurred. And like I said, we're just at the preliminary stages, and that's about all we have for now.
And you have one deceased. What about the other two?
They're currently at the hospital being treated for their wounds.
I do one more question, guys.
Well, I hate to throw away this question, but any condition update on the other two?
Right now, they're just in surgery, and that's all I know for now.